Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Chav Dalid. We are holding on Daf Chav Gimel and Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Chav Gimel and Beis. The Yeshiva sponsor once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, the Neshama Shav Nelia. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So, what we're going to talk about today is the following. The first, the Mishnah is going to talk about how Arifa does not work for a Para Aduma, and Shchita does not work for an Egla Arufa, that the Egla Arufa has to have an Arifa, the Paraduma has to have a Shchita. The Gemara is going to derive where we know that from. Then the next Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about the differences between Kohanim and Leviim, that unlike Kohanim, the Leviim can be Balei Mumin. The Kohanim cannot be Balei Mumin to do the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. However, Leviim must be between the ages of 30 and 50. Kohanim have no such age requirement of being between 30 and 50. The Gemara is going to discuss how many years it takes to master a skill in the context of trying to answer a stira as to at what age the Leviim began their avoda in the Mishkan. The Gemara is going to discuss at what age Kohanim and Leviim become unfit for their jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. The 30 to 50 thing is only in the Mishkan. So the Beis HaMikdash, Leviim are not limited by 30 to 50. So we're going to talk about at what age both Kohanim and Leviim become unfit. A lot of age requirements in today's daf, and then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about the difference between a Kli Cheres and other Kelim as far as their ability to contract Tumah, that a Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumah Ba'aviro, whereas other Kelim are Mekabel Tumah Migabam, which does not apply to a Kli Cheres. So let's begin again. We're at the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. So we know that there are two separate teams. There's something called a Para Aduma that happens if a person becomes, it's necessary when a person becomes Tamei Meis. So the halacha is that the Tara process is that we take the ashes of a Para Aduma, we mix it with Mayim Chaim, we sprinkle it on the person on day 3 and day 7 of the process, and but in order to secure the ashes of the Para Aduma is we find a Para Aduma Tamima, we shecht it on Har HaZeisim, and then we burn it on a Ma'aracha where it was shechted, and that's when we mix it with the Mayim Chaim, and then we'll have the ashes of the Para Aduma. The other din that our Mishnah discusses is a din of Nimtza Harug Bein Shtei Ayaros. You find a dead body between two cities, so we bring out certain representatives, 5 representatives from the Beis HaGadol in Yerushalayim. The first Mishnah Masech Sanhedrin tells us how many members of the Beis HaGadol are needed for different things, so you need 5 representatives of the Beis HaGadol in Yerushalayim to come out and to do the measuring to which city it's closer to, and the Beis Din of the closer city does this process of taking this Egla and bringing it to a Nachal Eisan and doing an Arifa, killing it from the back of the neck, and they say, etc. So kasher bipara pasul be'egla, that which you're allowed to do on the Para Aduma, namely shchita, you cannot do on the Egla Arufa. Kasher ba'egla, that which you're allowed to do on the Egla Arufa, namely Arifa, pasul bipara, you may not do on the Para Aduma. So the Mishnah was extremely cryptic. I mean, I told you what it meant, that it was Shchita and Arifa, but the Braisa tells us explicitly. So Tan Rabbanan, Para b'shchita kshera ba'arifa psula. Egla ba'arifa kshera b'shchita psula. A para aduma can only have shchita to kill it, an egla arufa can only have arifa to kill it. Nimtzeis kasher para, pasul be'egla, kasher be'egla, pasul para. And that's exactly what the Mishnah meant. So ask the Gemara, but wait, why are we so exclusive that it has to be so limiting? V'tei para kshera ba'arifa mikal v'chomer. Shouldn't we suggest that the para aduma, you should be allowed to do arifa on the para aduma based on the following kal v'chomer, uma egla shelo huchshra b'shchita. If the egla arufa, which is not kosher b'shchita, and nevertheless huchshra b'arifa, arifa even works with it. So para she huchshra b'shchita, para where shchita does work, eino din shuchshra b'arifa. All the more so, arifa should work. The truth is, Tosfos points out in Dibra Maskel v'Tehei that the question could have been that same kal v'chomer could have been asked about all kachim and all chulin. That that we could have said that all kachim and chulin require shchita. So if egla, which shchita does not work, and yet arifa does work, so all kachim and all chulin, where shchita does work, all the more so that arifa should work. So Tosa says, Yeah, but there's more, just more commonality between Negla Arufa and Paraduma, because they're both kachim, yet they're both shechted bachutz. Highly unusual. Normally chulin is shechted bachutz, kachim is bifnim, so these are two unusual things, so that's why we put them together. But really, the Kal V'Chomer could have been asked about all kachim and about chulin as well. Tiferes Yaakov just wonders, but the answer doesn't really work for all kachim and chulin. The answer works legabe paraduma. It doesn't really work for other things. Because Gemara's answer that legabe para, you can't learn from a Kal V'Chomer that it's kasher ba'arifa because it says v'shachat and chuka. That doesn't work for chulin and other kachim where it doesn't have the word chuka. So the Tiferes Yaakov suggests that since by para there's a pasuk to tell me that it's dafka going to be kosher b'shchita, not with anything else. So mainly you see that the Kal V'Chomer is an invalid Kal V'Chomer, and therefore we're not going to use the Kal V'Chomer by chulin and other kachim either. The Shidim Gvetzes has a different read than Tosfos does. Shidim Gvetzes quotes Rabbeinu Peretz that the real kasha of the Gemara is not based on a Kal V'Chomer, because Eina Chinami, that Kal V'Chomer could equally be applied to other kachim and to chulin. It doesn't have to be only between Agla Rufa and Parah Aduma. The real kasha of the Gemara is a gzer shava of all that it says psul of having an all both by a parah aduma and by an egla arufa that would possibly the animal forever to be able to be used as a parah aduma or an egla arufa. So it's that gzer shava of all that's really the basis for comparison, and it's not really the Kal V'Chomer, that's the basis for comparison. Tosfos also asks, how can I learn Kal V'Chomer from Egla Arufa that Parah Aduma should be kosher ba'arifa? We could ask on the Kal V'Chomer that Egla Arufa is not mitaheres. There are a lot of chumras that you have with one and not the other. Meaning, in general, in order to blow up a Kal V'Chomer, you just need to find one chumra on the Kal side, and then the whole Kal V'Chomer falls to pieces. So what are we suggesting over here? That Parah, which is the more kal one, that it's a hukshar even b'shchita, so it's be hukshar barifa. Parah is much more chamor. It has the ability to be metaher. Egla Rufa doesn't have the ability to be metaher. So Tosa suggests that the Gemara is not really learning Kal V'Chomer from Egla to Parah. It's really learning Kal V'Chomer from shchita to arifa. That it's really saying shchita, which is not even machshir by an Egla, and yet it is machshir by a Parah. So arifa, which is machshir by an Egla, ain't no din that she be machshir by a para. So it's not a Kal V'Chomer from Egla to para, and therefore you can't ask a pircha that, wait, para has chumras that Egla doesn't have. It's a Kal V'Chomer from shchita to arifa. Shita Mugvetzes just quotes from Rabbeinu Peretz. No. The whole thing's not a Kal V'Chomer. Like I said before, the whole thing is based on ol. It's based on a gzera shava. Okay, be that as it may, the Gemara's question seems to be that we should say, based on the Kal V'Chomer, that you should be allowed to do arifa on the para aduma. So answer the Gemara, cannot be. Amar Kra, the Torah says, when it comes to para aduma, vishachat and v'chuka, and it says chuka, it says zos chuka satora. So since chuka and v'shachat both appear in the parsha, it teaches me b'shchita in barifa lo, that it's ma'akiv, that it's got to be only the way it's described. You can only do shchita, you cannot do arifa. So apparently, even though we could have had a Kal V'Chomer that would tell me that para aduma, that you're allowed to do arifa on a para aduma, nevertheless, since in the parsha of para aduma it says v'shachat and chuka, that's what teaches me not to say this Kal V'Chomer. So says Gemara, in principle, is that true? V'kalecha d'ksiv be'chuka lo darshinan Kal V'Chomer? Do we say that whenever it says chuka, which teaches me that something is ma'akev, meaning the point is v'shachat, it tells you to do a shchita, then chuka says, and it's got to be that way, it's got to be the v'shachat. So is that true? Anytime it says chuka, it's telling me that as described is ma'akev, and therefore you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer to tell me to expand it and to tell me that it could be done even beyond what's described. Is that true? V'agabe Yom HaKippurim, but when it comes to the Shnei Se'irim on Yom HaKippurim, d'chsiv be'chuka, where it says chuka, it says v'haisa zos lachem l'chukas olam l'chaber al b'nei Yisrael. V'tanya, and the Brisa says that v'asahu chatas, so it says that that the goral is Hashem v'asal chatas, hagoral osa chatas, that the pasuk describes, how do I define which one is the sir Hashem? It is a goral that defines which one is the sir Hashem. Ve'in Hashem osa chatas. However, just being korei shem is not enough to determine which one is the sir Hashem. You cannot just say zel Hashem v'zez la'zazel. That doesn't work. It does not. That does not label which one is the sir Hashem sir la'zazel. You need a hagrala, and if you did, you were korei shem. You said zel Hashem v'zez la'zazel. Then you did the hagrala, and it turned out the reverse. The hagrala would override whatever you said b'shem. Whatever you said b'shem doesn't work. So why do I need a special limud? Sheyachal, I would have thought valodinu that we have a kal v'chomer umma b'makom shelo kiddush hagoral. In a case where a goral is not a mekadesh, like by all other karbanos, you have kinei zavim and yoldos, where you have shteis arm shnei b'nei yona, echol liola ve'echol lechatas. You bring two birds, one of them is supposed to be an ola, one's supposed to be a chatas. How do you determine which one's an ola, which one's a chatas? Tell you what you don't do. You don't do a goral to determine which one's an ola, which one's a chatas. You're korei shem to determine which one's an ola, which one's a chatas. So in a situation where goral is not mekadesh, kidesh Hashem, by kriya shem alone, you're mekadesh, and that's a pasuk, that it's whatever you say, that's what determines the which one is the ola, which one's the chatas. So makom shekidish hagoral. So when it comes to the Sira Yom HaKippurim, where the goral is mekadesh, eno din shekidish Hashem. So then all the more so, being korei shem should be mekadesh. So tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says vasol chatas hagoral os chatas in Hashem os chatas. That only the goral could make it a chatas, could only make it a sir Hashem. The goral will not. Only the goral can make it a sir Hashem. The shame will not make it a sir Hashem. So says the Gemara. How do you see from this brisa that even when it says chuka, which seems to be a word that teaches me something's ma'akev, yet I'm still open to a kal v'chomer because time of the kas of Rachman of Asol Chatas, we needed an additional pasuk of Asol Chatas to establish that only a goral is going to determine which is the sir Hashem and which is the sir Azazel. Halav hachidarshin kal v'chomer. Otherwise, we were open to the possibility of a kal v'chomer. We were open to saying that if normally Kriya Shem is good enough to determine which is Nola, which bird is Nola, which bird is Chatas, that Kriya Shem Kal V'Chomer should be able to determine which was the Sir Hashem, which is the Sir Azazel. Even though it said Chuka, we were open to a Kal V'Chomer. We needed an extra pasuk to tell me that that you need Dafka a Goral. So don't you see that our whole premise of our Limud was incorrect? Meaning we wanted to say that when it comes to the Shechita of the Para Aduma, the Para Aduma cannot have an Arifa because it says Veshachat and it says Chuka. So don't bring me any Kal V'Chomers. Chuka determines that you cannot learn a Kal V'Chomer. No, we see over here when it comes to Sila Hashem, Sila Azazel, it says Chuka, and I'm still wide open to a Kal V'Chomer. You want to tell me a Kal V'Chomer? I'm all ears, except for the fact that I have another pasuk to tell me not to say the Kal V'Chomer. So it doesn't work. So says Gemara, Miet Rachman El Gabe Egla Ha Arufa Zos Parifa Veina Acheres Parifa. So says Gemara, you're right. The word Chuka alone would not preclude the possibility of a Kal V'Chomer. A Kal V'Chomer is still in play, even though we have the word Chuka. There's an additional miut in the pasuk to tell me that Arifa works nowhere except for by an Egla. Because the pasuk says by Egla that you cannot have a Para Aduma that has an Arifa, because the pasuk says Ha Arufa. So that teaches me Zospa Arifa. Only an Egla could become Arufa. Ve'ina Cheres Ba'arifa. But a Para Aduma is not Kosher Ba'arifa. So now the Gemara asks the Kal V'Chomer in the reverse. Vitei Egla Ksher B'Shchita Mi Kal V'Chomer. We should be able to do Shchita on the Egla Arufa based on the Kal V'Chomer. Uma Parash Lehuchshur Ba'arifa. Ksher B'Shchita a Para Aduma, which an Arifa is invalid and yet Shchita is valid. Sa Egla Shekher Ba'arifa. An Egla which we even allow Arifa. Eno Din Shuchshur B'Shchita. All the more so we should allow Shchita. Sa Amakra Va'arfu Ha'Egla Ba'arifa in B'Shchita Lo. The pasuk says Va'arfu Shames Ha'Egla. So the fact that the Torah says it twice teaches me that it's Shana Olov La'akev, and that's why it tells me that only Ba'arifa and nothing else. That the Arifa is Ma'akev by the Egla. You cannot have a Shchita by the Egla. Period. That ends the discussion of the comparison between the Parah Aduma and the Egla Arufa. Now, we're continuing in this type of, this pattern of Mishnayos, where we say, HaKosher B'zeh, Pasal B'zeh, HaKosher B'zeh, right? So, the next topic on that in that category is comparisons between Kohanim and Leviim. When it comes to the Avoda in the Mishkan, specifically, a Levi has to be between the ages of 30 and 50. That was last week's parsha, right? Parsha Bamidbar, Kol Pekudim, Asher Pakad Moshe V'Aaron, Nesiyei Yisrael, Salvin, Mishpachasam, Beis Avosam, Miben Shloshim Shana V'Mala, V'Ad Ben Chamishim Shana, Kol Abal Avoda, Avodas Avodav, Avodas Ma'asav, Ba'ol Moed. So that's how I know that in the Mishkan, between 30 and 50 for the Levim. The Torah tells us, additionally, there's a limitation on Kohanim as well, but not as far as age, rather as far as their physical well-being, that the Pasuk says, V'Yidaber Shalom Moshe Leimor, Daber El Aaron Leimor, Ish Mizarachal L'Dorosam Asher Yeh Bo Mum Lo Yikrav L'Hakrav Lechem Elokav, that a Kohen is a Bal Mum, is possible to do the Avodah. It's a violation of Lo Yikrav. So says the Mishnah, Kasher B'Kohanim, that which is Kasher for Kohanim, namely, below the age of 30 and above the age of 50, possible B'Leviim, would be possible for Leviim in the Mishkan. Kasher B'Leviim, and that which would be okay for a Levi to be, namely a Balmum, is possible B'Kohanim, would be possible for a Kohen to be. A Kohen Balmum may not do the Avodah, and the Brisa elaborates, since the Mishnah was cryptic. Tan Rabbanan, Kohanim B'Mumin P'sulim, B'Shanim K'sherim. Kohanim have a psul in terms of mum, they do not have a psul in terms of age. Leviim B'Mumin K'sherim, Bishanim Psulim, Leviim have a psul of age, they do not have a psul of mum. Nimsa Kashba Khan, possible Leviim, Kashab Leviim, possible Kohanim. So that which disqualifies a Kohen does not disqualify a Levi, that which disqualifies a Levi does not disqualify a Kohen. Says Marmi Nanimili, how do I know that this is true, that a Levi is exclusively disqualified with age and not with mumin, and Kohanim with mumin and not with age? Tetan Rabban, the Brisa elaborates that the Torah says, Zos Asher Leviim, that it says the Leviim are supposed to be Ben Chamish Vesem Shana Maila, Yavul Tzvot Tzavah Ba'avodas Ol Moed. So Matam Lomer, what does the Pasuk mean when it says Zos Asher Leviim? They seem to be extra words in the Pasuk, because the entire Parsha was about Leviim. So the Pasuk could have just said, you know, they started with the next phrase, Ben Chamish Vesem Shana. Why does it have to start with Zos Asher Leviim? So the Fishinemar, because the Pasuk in the following Pasuk says, all these psukim are in this week's parsha, this week's parsha either here or in Eretz Yisrael, all the psukim we're going to be dealing with. So the pasuk says, "Umi ben chamishim shana yashuv." It says that when he's 50 years old, he's yashuv mitzvah avodah v'lo yavorod. That once he's 50, he hangs it up, he retires. So lemanu levim shashanu poslim b'hem. So we see levim have a psul of a particular age. So Yachal Mumin Pulsum Bem, I might think that a Levi should become possible when he's a Balmum as well. Vidinu, and after all, it's a Kavachomer. Uma Kohanim Shena Shanim Pulsum Bem, Kohanim, where we have no age requirements, yet Mumin Pulsum Bem, we are very limiting in terms of if they're a Balmum, they become possible. So Levim Shashanim Pulsum Bem, Levim, where we're even more selective because we have an age requirement, Enudin Shea Mumin Pulsum Bem, I would think we'd be at least as selective as far as Mumin are concerned, and that a Levi Balmum should be possible. Tamalomar, Zos Asher Leviim. Zos Leviim, Vein Acheres Leviim. When it says, this is the psul for a Levi, this limitation is the limitation we put on a Levi, it's an age limitation. There are no other limitations that we put on Leviim. There are no other limitations as far as physical limitations. Yachliyu Kohanim Psulim Vishanim. So I might think that the age limitation should be applied to Kohanim as well. After all, Valodinu, maybe I should have said the Kal V'Chomer. Uma Leviim She'in Mumin Posim Behem. Leviim that do not have a psul of Mumin. Shonim Posim Behem, nevertheless, they do have a psul in terms of years, in terms of age. Kohanim Shemum Posim Behem. Kohanim, where we're even more selective, because there are physical things that will possul the Kohen. Ein Odin Shiyu Shonim Posim Behem. I would think all the more so that Kohanim should have an age requirement, and probably the same one that Leviim have, that Kohanim should be only between the age of 30 and 50 in the Mishkan. So Tamalomar, Asher la Leviim, velo Asher la Kohanim. That's why the pasuk says Asher la Leviim, that this whole 30 to 50 thing is only a Levi thing. It is not a Kohen thing. Kohanim are not limited by 30 to 50. Now the Paras Yosef asks a very strong question. He says, what exactly is the Hava Amina over here? The Hava Amina is that just like Leviim in the Mishkan could only be between the ages of 30 and 50, so too Kohanim in the Mishkan could only be between the ages of 30 and 50. Who were the Kohanim in the Mishkan? Aaron HaKohen was most certainly not between the age of 30 and 50. How's this even a Hava Amina that would have been a psul in the Mishkan when we're dealing with Aaron HaKohen? It's a stronger kasha than any of the answers. The Chassam Sofer says it must have been that it was a Rosh for Tzadikim, that we're not makbid on the age of Tzadikim. Kovei Hashem Yachlifu Koach. A Tzadik always has Koach. Okay. The Meshech Chachma suggests that the Brice it does not mean to say that the Kohanim should become pasul bishanim as far as avoda. It's only as far as the tekiya b'chatzotzros, which is a mitzvah that has to be done dafka by Kohanim and balimum, are pasul. But in chinami, there's never a hava amina that they'd be pasul avoda, and Aaron HaKohen probably didn't blow the chatzotzros in the Mishkan. I mean, you got to come up with a teretz, because I mean, even a hava amina has to make sense. It's a very, very strong kasha. So says more yachal af b'shilo b'beis alamim. Wait a second. And this psul of Leviim is only said by the Mishkan between the ages of 30 and 50. Does that same psul carry forward to Mishkan Shiloh? Meaning the Mishkan of the Midbar, yeah, but Mishkan Shiloh, does it apply once we were in Shiloh? Does it apply in Beis Olamim? Beis Olamim is the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Rashi writes, Beis Olamim refers to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called Beis Olamim. Meaning it's not the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's called Beis Olamim. It's Yerushalayim, it's called Beis Olamim because after it was destroyed, we had no more heter to be makriv anywhere else, as opposed so after Mishkan Shiloh, there was a heter to be makriv on Bamos, so long as there were Bamos Sibur Novan Givon. The Torah Tamima says, no, Beis Olamim means the Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk of Malachim says, Machon L'Shiftecha Olamim, that it's Olamim, that it's meant to last forever. Anyway, so Yachal Af B'Shilo Beis Olamim Kain, I might think that the Levi become Pasul B'Shanim even in Mishkan Shiloh, and even in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why Tamaloma, the pasuk says, when it describes him at Shoshim Shana v'Mayla v'Aden Chamishim Shana, it says La Avod Avodus Avoda v'Avodus Masa Lo Amarti El Bizman Shavoda B'Kasev. That's only when there was something to schlep. So when Levim had to carry around the Mishkan from place to place as we were traveling in the Midbar, you didn't have that in Shiloh. It stayed there for 369 years. You didn't have that in the Beis Olam. There was nothing to schlep. So that's how I know that this idea of between 30 and 50 only applies to the Mishkan Shiloh. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says Ben Shloshim Lakoach, and Rashi says because we find that Leviim until the age of 30 didn't do the Avodas Masa because they must have not had the requisite Koach to schlep around the Mishkan from one place to the other. So between 30 and 50, we assume that's when a person has the necessary Koach to schlep things around. One might argue that the evidence seems to who's stronger, a 28-year-old or a 49-year-old? I don't know, athletics would suggest that the athlete is in his prime when he's in his 20s. Okay, but somehow the strength, we assume, is between the age of 30 and 50. Now, these psukim are said by the Mishkan and the Midbar, but the Svara would have been, the Havamina would have been, that a Mishkan and Beis Olam would also be, because it's not totally, because these dinim are not totally in the Kedushas HaMishkan. That's what Tosfos points out. Shidduch Betzos writes that Rashi explains a little bit differently. Rashi says, Yachal af b'shilo beis alamim. Rashi says, She'ein avodas leviim ela shoarim u'meshorarim, she'ein lem masas kasef, yunifsalim b'shanim. That even when they only had shoarim and shorarim, when all the leviim did were the gatekeepers and the singers, so you would think that that they would have the same psul shanim. So it means that we're not really trying to learn from Mishkan Shiloh, from the Mishkan to Shiloh and to beis alamim. The Gemara is trying to learn from avoda to avoda, that just like avoda shorim usharim, meaning that just like avoda's masa has a 30 to 50 age window, maybe so too shorim and misharim should have the 30 to 50 age window. So it's not that I'm trying to learn from Mishkan in the Midbar to Mishkan Shiloh. I'm trying to learn from avoda's kasef, which happened to have only only been in the Mishkan and the Midbar, that to the other avodos, to Shorim and Shorim as well, that it should have to be between the ages of 30 and 50. So this age limit for a Levi, the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvah, Shorish Gimel, that the pasuk when it says V'lo Yavod Od is not counted in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Why not? Because it only applied in the Mishkan and the Midbar. So the Rambam has his rules of what counts as mitzvah and what doesn't. And one of them is that a mitzvah that's not knowing Gledoros doesn't get counted in the Minyan HaMitzvos. So the Rambam says it doesn't count as a mitzvah because it was not knowing Gledoros. It was only in the Mishkan in the Midbar. The Ramban, however, disagrees. He says, what do you mean it's not a mitzvah knowing Gledoros? Whenever you need Masa B'Kasef, you need a Levi between the age of 30 and 50. It happened to have been that we only needed in history Masa B'Kasef between, when we were in the Midbar. But if it were to come up somehow, if we were to need Masa B'Kasef, the halacha would be revitalized, right? We'd have that halacha, the halacha would still be binding that Masa B'Kasef requires someone between the age of 30 and 50. So that's interesting. How do you define Noe Gledoros? That it's practically Noe Gledoros, or that in theory it would be Noe Gledoros, meaning that there was no time limit given on that mitzvah. The Rambam seems to assume practically it's never going to come up again. Mela, it's not called Noe Gledoros. The Ramban seems to be assuming, I don't care if it's practically Noe Gledoros, the point is that in theory it would be Noe Gledoros, that when the mitzvah was given, the mitzvah was never given a time limit. We were never told Lo Yavod Od only for the years that you're in the Midbar. We were told whenever there's Avodas Kasef, Lo Yavod Od. Okay, so then the Gemara says, it's something interesting. There seems to be a blatant stira in the Psukim about the minimum age for a Levi. Kosev Echad Omer, one Pasuk says, Mi ben Chamesh V'Yesrim Shana V'Maila, V'Kosev Echad Omer, Mi ben Shloshim. One Pasuk says when he's 25, the other Pasuk says, when he's 30, so Ef Shalom or Shloshim Shekvar Namer Chamesh V'Yasrim. You can't say Shloshim because it already says 25. Ef Shalom or Esrim V'Chamesh Shekvar Namer Shloshim, and you can't say 25 because it already says Shloshim. So Haketzad, how are you Miyashev such a stira? So answer the Gemara: there's got to be training for Levim. Chamesh V'Yasrim LeTalmud. At the age of 25, the Levim come to learn all the halachos of the avoda, how to take apart the Mishkan, how to put the Mishkan back to get together again, how to pack it all up, right? It was a whole asek, and then Shloshim Avoda, after 5 years of training, then they were ready to actually do the job. Then they were ready to actually do the Avoda that was necessary. The Mefarshim and Chumash explain Al Pi Derech HaPshat, how to resolve the stira. They say that that Mi Ben Shloshim, you're Nichnas Avodas Masa, and Ben Esrim V'Chamesh, Ta Avodas Ohel, to be the Shorim and the Mishorim, but the Avodas Masa is only at the age of 30. That's how the Rabbeinu Bechai and the Ibn Ezra, the Mefarshim and Chumash say. But the Gemara says, no, it's a 5-year training period that was necessary. And the Ramban says, and it fits the Lashon very nicely of the Pesukim, because the Pasuk says, Mi ben Shloshim Shana V'mayla, it says, Kolabola Avod Avodas Avoda V'Avodas Masa Bol Moed. Whereas when it says, Mi ben Chamesh V'yashim Shana V'mayla, it says, Yavo L'tzvot Tzava Ba'Avodas Ol Moed. But it doesn't say, La'Avod Avodas. It says that he enters avoda related, but not la avoda avoda, not to actually do the avoda, because at 25 he's not yet doing the avoda; he's being trained in the avoda. And then at the age of 30, then that's when he's actually doing the avoda. Mikan the Talmud Shel Rav Simin Yafa Mishnasu Chameshanim Shovein Aroa. This is to teach us that the fact that there was a 5-year window, that a 5-year training period for the Levim, that tells us that it should take 5 years. And if after 5 years of trying to do something, you don't see a simin yafa b'mishnaso. After 5 years of trying to learn, you don't see any positive results in the learning, then probably learning's not for you. So the Bali Musar all say, because it's never happened in history that anyone has tried to learn seriously, worked really hard for 5 years, and didn't see, not great success, simin yafa. Didn't see any simin. There was no day that they were like, I chap that chakira. Like, I understand that it's impossible. But a person goes 5 years without a simin yafa b'mishnaso. So then he's not going to be Roa Simin Bracha. It struck me a little bit over here. The change in language. The Gemara says you can't say that it's Shloshim because the Pasuk says Chamesh Ve'esrim. And you can't say it's Esrim V'Chamesh because the Pasuk says Shloshim. Like within one line, we switched from Chamesh Ve'esrim to Esrim V'Chamesh. So what's happening? The Torah in the Lashon of the Pasuk, it's Chamesh Ve'esrim. But the way we speak is we say 25. We don't say 5:20, right? We don't say 5 and 20. We say 25. Among the Rambam, Sadeh Shulchan Aruch says that when you count Svira, you should count however the normal language is. So Rav Shechter counts in the reverse to what everybody else does, right? Most people, when they count Svira, what do they say? I guess this is not so Nogea for a little while now, but we say, right? I sit right here, right? So, right? We don't say Shloshim V'Shalosh, we say, right? No? We do? We don't, right? So we say, just get the words, right? We say, Hayom Chamisho Ushloshim Yom. So Rav Shechter always says it the opposite. He says, Chamisho Ushloshim, the Magen Avraham writes in Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to say it the way it was in Lashon HaPasuk. Whatever the normal way of saying it is in your society is the way you're supposed to say it. No one says Chamisho Ushloshim, we say Shloshim V'Chamesh. So he counts every night with Shloshim V'Chamesh. I can't get away with that. Everyone will come over to me after Davin. So I just say it from the Siddur the way it is, unless I'm counting by myself. Okay, this is the 5 years of Siman Bracha. Rabbi Yossi says Shaloshanim, that it's a three-year trial period that you want to see a Siman Yafet. It takes 3 years to be trained. Shenemar, because the Pasuk in Daniel says, when it comes to the Yeladim that Nebuchadnezzar wanted in front of him, it says Ulegadlam Shanim Shalosh. So it was for them to be able to learn, because the Pasuk says Ululamdim Sefer Ulushon Kastim. It was to teach them the Lashon Kastim. In the Sefer Birchas Moshe, he says, L'may Nafkamina in this Machlokas, whether it's 3 years or 5 years. So he says, Nafkamina is that if you have a Talmud that's trying to learn, how long should you put in effort? But he says it could be that that's only to, as far as if you have another opportunity to teach a different Talmud, so at what point you should switch. But if it's you only have that one Talmud, you should stick with him even past 3 years and even past 5 years. Okay, the Idach and the Tanakama holds that it takes 5 years to learn something. Shiny Lashon Kazim Dekalil will say what's going on in Daniel was an easier subject, so it only took 3 years to learn the Lashon Kazim, whereas learning how to take apart and put together the Mishkan is a more serious avoda, and that takes 5 years. V'idach, and Rabbi Yossi, who holds that 3 years is enough time to learn, how's he going to explain the Pesukim by the Levim that it takes 5 years? Shiny Hilchas Avoda Tekivin. Hilchas Avoda are very complicated, but most things are not so complicated, and therefore most things only require 3 years. So basically they argue what the baseline is, right? Meaning, do we assume that that the typical is determined by Lashon Kazdim and the Avodah of the Mishkan, of Masa Kasev of the Mishkan was very, very hard, and that's unusual? Or do we assume the usual is the Masa Kasev and the Lashon Kazdim was just an unusually easy subject? So that's the Machlokas, whether it takes 3 years or 5 years for every other subject. Tan Rabbanan. Kohen Mishiyavi Shtei Soros. Once we're talking about age limitations, so let's talk about when does a Kohen start the Avodah and when does he not? So Kohen Mishiyavi Shtei Soros Ad Sheyazkin, from the time he has Shtei Soros until he gets old, and we'll define old later, is Kasher La Avodah. He's Kasher to the Avodah Umumun Posenbo. But being a Balmum would be a problem. Ben Levi Mi Ben Shoshim Ad Ben Chamishim Kasher La Avodah Vishanim Posenbo. And a Ben Levi between 30 and 50 is Kasher to the Avodah, and being the wrong age would be a problem for him. But that's only in the Mishkan in the Midbar. But a Levi doesn't age out in the Beis HaMikdash nor in Mishkan Shiloh. It's only when his voice goes bad. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Mikra. Where do I see this in the Pasuk? The Mishkan Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the Levim become Pasul Bekol. So the Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, that they need to have a nice voice that can carry a tune. So once they get too old to be able to carry a tune properly, that's when they become possible to continue on. Ad sheyaskin ad kama. We said that a kohen is kosher la'avoda ad sheyaskin. How old is ad sheyaskin? So I'm Rabbi Chanina ad sheyirates, until his hands and feet start shaking because he doesn't have as much koach anymore. So from then on, he's considered a zakein and he can no longer do the avoda as a kohen. Tanan hasam balkeri shetavol v'lo hitil mayim l'ksheyatil tamei. We have a mishnah meseches mikvaos that if you have a person who's tamei with tumas keri, was Mekayim Mitzvah Sona the previous night with his wife. So he has a Balkeri. So he needs to go to the mikveh in order to be Metayr himself from Tumas Keri. So he goes to the mikveh, but he hadn't yet urinated. And then right after he comes out of the mikveh, he urinates. So he's Tamei again, because we assume that whatever Keri came out of his body, there was still a little bit of Keri left. And when he urinated, it took out that last bit of Keri. So it was Vaiter Metamehim. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Becholu Ubezaken Tamei Biyelid Ubebari Tahar. That if he's old or sick, then Enochinami were choshesh that not all the keri came out on the when most of it came out, and therefore he'll be Tamei when he urinates again. But if he's a young person and he's a healthy person, then we assume that he's going to be tar. We assume that all the keri has been emptied out of his system. So the Gemara explains what exactly is a yelid. Yelid ad kama. So Rabbi Chanina, kol sha'omid al raglo achas v'cholitz minalo v'nol minalo. If he could stand on one foot and put a shoe on and take a shoe off, then you know that he's a yelid. Once his balance is not quite there anymore, that he's able to do that, that's the definition of being a zaken as far as this halacha is concerned. Amru alavad Rabbi Chanina, she'i ben shmonim shana v'yomid al raglo achas. Say Rabbi Chanina was 80 years old and he was able to stand on one foot v'cholitz minalo and he was able to take off his shoes. Standing on one foot, v'nol v'nol, and put a shoe back on. I'm Rabbi Chanina, chamin v'shemesh shachanti imi bialdusi, hey namdu li beisiknusi. So Rabbi Chanina said that it's because I had very special treatments when I was young, with also special oils, and it helped my dexterity and my balance. So that's why even in my old age, basically I did a lot of yoga, and therefore, so even in my old age, I'm able to do this on standing on one foot. But clearly, a normal 80-year-old is not able to do that. That's I always love to say over. I heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein once, there's a Maril Diskin, where the Maril Diskin says, there's a strange medrash. The medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, on the Pasuk Al Tikrav Halom, that don't come close to the burning bush, the medrash says, Malchus Bikesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for Malchus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, back up. You don't get Malchus. Where did he see he was looking for Malchus? What does that have anything to do with Malchus? So the Maril Diskin says, based on this Gemara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shol Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha, take off your shoes. And Moshe Rabbeinu, on the spot, was going to take off his shoes. Where was he? He was in the Makom Hazara. Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Malchus Beis David Bilvad. That the only person that's allowed to sit in the Hazara is Malchus Beis David. And he was going to take off his shoes right there. He was going to sit in the Hazara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Al Tikrav Halom, you back up a little bit before you take off your shoes, because you're 80 years old. And an 80-year-old can't take off his shoes standing up. You're going to try to sit down over here? That's only for Malchus. That's only for a Malchus based David. You have to back up to take off your shoes, because you're going to need to sit down in order to take off your shoes. I guess Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have these the shemen and all this stuff that made him. Okay, so Tan Rabbanan. But Nismali Zikno, Roy Lasso Shliach Tzibur. When a person is able to grow a beard, then he's right to be the Shliach Tzibur, to blow shofar and to lead the Tzibur in Yom Noraim, v'leiru lefnei ateva, to daven for everyone, v'lises kapav, and to be a Kohen who doesn't see his kapayim, meimis ha kasha la'avoda, mishiyavi shtei saros. But at what age does a Kohen become kasha la'avoda? Not nismali zikno, only when it's shtei saros. Tosos asks the kasha, nismali zikno, that's what it takes to duchen? The Gemara in Sukkot of Mem Beis says that kotano yodea lises kapav, melchalkan lo chumav beis agranos, that as soon as he knows his yodea, he says kapav, as soon as he can do it, as soon as he can physically do it, then we give him then apparently he's no says kapav, and we know that we can give him truma. So Tosa says over there it's talking about being no says kapav together with other kohanim, and he just makes it sound nicer because he's a young voice that makes it sound nicer. But on his own, it's only nismali zikno. It's not when he's very young. The Ramban and the Rashba say differently. They say that it doesn't that. The Gemara in Sukkot doesn't mean that it's mutter for him to be Nosias Kabav. It's just that he learns how to do it, then you know that he's a Kohen Mishari, so he can be Kabal Chum based on Granos, because he's learning how to do it. It's a Chinuch thing, but not that he's actually kosher to be Nosias Kabav. Okay, so the Rebbe Omer Ani Ache Ben Eshim. Rebbe says that a Kohen cannot do the Avodah until he's 20 years old. Omer of Chista, my time at Rebbe, where does Rebbe get the idea that he's got to be 20 years old? Tichsiv Eyamidu Asalviyim Mi Ben Eshim Shon of Amayla. L'natzeach al melechus beis Hashem. V'idach, and the Tanakhama would say that the idea of the Tanakhama holds that you only need shtei saros. What's he going to do with the pasuk that says that they have to be ben esrim shana? No, l'natzeach shayni. As far as the avodos that are difficult, that you need a nitzuach, that's where you need to be 20 years old. But most of the avodos of kuhuna you could do when you only have shtei saros. V'haikra b'levim, so if it says, how are you proving anything from that pasuk? It's talking about levim, it's not talking about kohanim. So you were trying to say, how old does a Kohen have to be in order to do the Avodah? Oh, it must be 20, because the pasuk says, Vayamidu es Halavim mi ben esrim. What does that have to do with Kohanim? Because Rabbi Shimon Levi, Damar Rabbi Shimon Levi, be'esrim v'arba'a mekomos, nikru Kohanim Levim. There are 24 places in Tanakh where Kohanim are called Levim, v'zeh echad mehen, and this is one of them. V'Kohanim Levim b'nei tzadok. So there are a whole bunch of places, Chronim tried to come up with the list, there are a whole bunch of places where Kohanim are referred to as Levim. When Rav Shechter benches, he says, b'rishus Kohanim Levim. He doesn't say Kohanim u'Levim. Kohanim ha'Levim, meaning it's based on this. It's that Kohanim are Levim, meaning that a lot of times the Levim are the Kohanim. I don't know why he Dafka does it, but he does that. He says, Kohanim ha'Levim. So Tan Rabbanan. By the way, this brought la'halacha, the idea that Atshin Ismaili Zekano, in order to be a Shliach Tzibur, the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, that in order to be a Shliach Tzibur for Yom Noraim, a person should be, he quotes in Darkei Moshe, that Tefillah is connected to the space of Mikdash, and therefore we should make sure that the one who's Yorid Lefnei HaTevel, the Tefillah, should be the age of people who are Kasha LaAvodah, so 25 years old, Ulamayla, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, he says from the age of 30. And then he quotes, because that's when his Libo Nishbar V'nitka. So the Ramah writes that from the best thing to do is to have someone for Slichus in Yom Noraim who's 30 years old or older. The Kleisenberger explains in the Tshuva that it's based on what the Zohar writes, that Kohanim are B'chinas Chesed, which is Tzad Yamin. Levim are B'chinas Gevura, which is Tzad Small. So the days of Yemei Adin, we compare the Shliach Tzibur to the Levim, who only work from 30 days and up, and not to Kohanim, where Shanim are not Posel Bam, but the other days of the year, which are not Yom Noraim, which are days of Chesed, so then we would go with the age of Kohanim, and that's why Bar Mitzvah Bachar already can daven for an Amud throughout the rest of the year, that it's Dafka by Yom Noraim, that we tend to be makbid about this. Okay, weiter. Tan Rabbanan, Ish Mizaracha L'dorosam. The pasuk describes that someone who has a mum is possible to do the avodah as a kohen. So ish means a gadol. So it sounds like only an ish it becomes possible the mum. But a katan, even without a mum, is possible to do the avodah. So mikan amar blazer katan possible avodah. A katan is not allowed to do the avodah vafilu tam, even if he's not a bal mum. Ume emasai kashul avodah. At what age does he become kashul avodah? Mishiyav ishte. When he has two hairs, aval echav haKohanim ein manich lo solavod atchei ben esrim. But the other Kohanim don't like it when someone who's under 20 is doing the avod. It's embarrassing. They feel it's not appropriate. It's a gnai to have a katan working alongside them. So you see from the brisa that a kohen less than 20 years old is not pasul avod, even midrabanan. It's only the chachila that they don't let him do, but it's not really pasul. So the Gemara explains that which it says in the brisa that a kohen less than 20 is not a psul be avod, even midrabanan. That's following the Shita of Rebbe, who said that Atshei Ben Esrim means that the Kohanim wouldn't let him do the Avodah, and it's not even a Psul Drabanan, because the Brisa says that Achav Kohanim are not Menich Mosul Avodah, but it's not a Psul Avodah. V'ikadamri, Rebbe Islay Psul Midrabanan. Rebbe holds that there is a Psul of a Kohen doing the Avodah when he's less than 20 years old. V'harabanan he. And this Brisa is only following the Shita of the Rabbanan, who holds that he's kasher when he's maybe shtei saros ulechadchilu who delo, and it's only a din lechadchilu that we don't let him do it when he's less than 20 years old. Avodiyavet avodasuk shera, but even the rabbanon who don't allow less than 20 years old, that's only a din lechadchilu. But b'diyavet, if a kohen who's less than 20 years old were to do the avoda would in fact be kasher. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis.